You know, someone goes out and discovers the cure to some big disease. We think, what a worthy person, what a honorable person. Do they not deserve glory? For look what they have done with their power. They found a cure to cancer. But man cannot do this except to be given him from God. That all that is in us is from him. I went to school. I became a doctor. I earned this. You did. Well, you went to school with other kids who couldn't earn that, because though they may have tried, their intellect would not permit them to rise so high in that kind of a profession. They didn't have the mind to go into medicine. So everything we do is done with tools which were given to us by grace. And even so much of what is in us, our motivations, to be a highly motivated individual, is from God. Because people may say, well, you know, my dad really pushed me. Yeah, other kids' dads pushed them, and they pushed back, dug their heels in, and didn't do anything. You have to already be receptive to it. You know, you can find two sides to every story that really prove that while nurture is definitely a big part of our lives, it does not dictate. I certainly believe that nature is more responsible for who we are.
And yes, that includes both good and evil, which for some people is a very sticky question. We give God credit for all the good, but do we not also need to acknowledge that the evil in us is also his creation? The scripture said, I create good and evil. And people say, well, that's not moral evil. I know God doesn't do evil, but he could do evil. You know, he could just be that way. He knows this. He's not ignorant of these things. God's nature is good, but he knows what evil is. Moral evil. He created a tree. According to the scripture, it says, from which grew a fruit, the eating of which could impart the one who ate it with knowledge of good and evil. And that this knowledge brings about the mortality of man. God is ultimately responsible for the evil in the world. He has to be. Because if he isn't, that is too terrifying to comprehend. It's just leaking in from somewhere else. Where? If God doesn't want it, and it's not something he created as part of some sort of thought process on his part, some sort of plan, then one must question whether or not God is truly in control. But I believe God is in control, so it doesn't enter into it. And why that bothers some people, I don't know. I think on some level it scares people. As well it should, because God is to be feared. I mean, he holds our fate in his hands. And I think that the true nature of God frightens some people because they want him to be more human. They want to see him as sort of helpless in the face of circumstances. God wants to do this, but he can't because of these other factors. That's how they usually approach free will. It's like God wants us to love him, but he can't do this and he can't do that because of free will. Free will is a concept which is exalted above God. He's not able to deal with that. So he is handcuffed. And now he has to let evil in, he has to let all these things in because free will has him hamstrung. He can't do what he wants to do. He has to sit back and let free will run its course. He can't choose whom he wills and put the love of God in them. No, he has to sit back and see who chooses him. But I mean, you look at the Apostle Paul, and he's the one who spoke most of predestination. Though you can also see it in the parables of Jesus Christ, the parable of the sower, the parable of the tares of the field, all speak to predestination and many other things the Lord said. But you look at Paul, at what happened to him when he was struck down. He was on his way to persecute believers, and he was struck down blind, and basically had all these circumstances converge on him to force him to change. Now, people say he could have refused. Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of like God made him an offer. He couldn't refuse. it's kind of ridiculous when they start bending it to that point. There's obviously heavy interference going on there. I mean, if free will is us all, we can interfere. Our free will is holy and sacred, and God can't touch it. Well, he broke the rules. And so that changed the man. Now, much of his nature was still intact. I mean, he was still a zealous person. That didn't change. But in it, you can see God taking responsibility for his creation and then molding it into what he intended to be. Because don't look at creation as something that's over and done with. It's something that is ongoing. You know, we are created in him. Well, what about generations to come? Well, they haven't been created in him yet, have they? So this is an ongoing thing. I labor till Christ be formed in you. So you can't just look at what is and say, well, this is fate. It's going to be like this forever. I mean, much can be done with our nature. God is not just like he sets us up as robots, wind-up toys that go click, 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 and do what we are programmed to do. But even in our lives, times, circumstances converge, and through a myriad of different factors, our lives are shaped. But nature plays a huge role. It's not the only role, but certainly it plays a big role. God is creator. He creates the nature. He creates the man. He creates the spirits of the time. He causes us to be put in a particular time and to be in a particular position so that certain circumstances can come together, that certain things be done. And all this is done, and people will say to me, well, why does God do that? Why does he do this? Why is it this way? Why is it not some other way? I think one of the prime questions people ask themselves is, why didn't God just create everything perfect?
The prophets address this question, why hast thou made me thus? That's basically what it comes down to. Why'd you make me this way and not some other way?
And while it could be argued that he did create it perfect, what they mean is, why didn't he create it so that everything would be good and stay good and never go astray? Why did he create it this way and not that way? And the standard answer, which I hate, is that because of free will. That God is constrained by free will. I hate that. God is constrained by no such thing. The only thing that directs him is his pleasure, because it pleased him. He did it this way because this is the way that he was most pleased to do it. That is how that question is answered, in the scriptures anyways. And philosophy departments of seminaries, they answer it with other means. But we are students of the Bible.